Hi, I'm Edika. Welcome to Change Narratives.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Good. So, Edika, how are you finding being part of Change Narratives?
It has been an incredible journey so far. A little bit challenging because, this is a new field for me and I'm still like kind of learning the know-how and, adjusting, but I think I'm getting there so far.
Okay, so let's backtrack, right? Let's talk about what you used to do before, joining the Change Narratives team.
Okay, so I'm a brand strategist. I have experience in real estate, e-commerce, tech, either fintech or, mobile app development. And I'm also into tourism, but yeah. So that's kind of my field. So...
Okay. That's very cool. So you're a businessman at heart.
Yes, so.
Okay. Well, that's what we like to see here. Change Narratives, we like to see diverse experiences brought to life. Now, let's talk about what happened last week. Oh. So I remember on social media, if everyone else can remember, we released this very cool video of you taking in the sights and sounds at the Gender Summit of 2025. The Gender Summit is organized by the Policy Innovation Center. So let's start off, right? This was your first Gender and Inclusion Summit. To be honest, your very first development sector-centered event. So tell me, how did you feel walking into that room?
I won't lie, I was nervous. I was kind of overwhelmed because this is the first time I'm seeing different people all about, you have a purpose. You are trying to create something. You want to contribute to whatever is happening in their lives. So it was exciting at some point, but yeah, I was just overwhelmed and I was excited to be there, honestly. That's why I was just taking pictures up and down.
So you said that you saw a lot of people with a purpose. So
yes.
How would you describe purpose in this context?
So there's this girl, I made a video, I think I'll show a clip of something later. So there's this girl I met. She was when I was doing a video, she called me, please, can I help her? So she stood in front of her piece where she wrote something about health and all of that. So I was like, is this your piece? She told me yes. That and asked what made you to write this piece. She said she has always been, the whole theme of the event was, gender and gender balance and all, especially with girls. She said a lot of girls don't really have much experiences taking care of their health, their hygiene, and that is kind of her goal to educate the the non-educated people to know how to take care of themselves, things and way to keep yourself healthy as a girl, especially as a young girl.
Yeah, I mean that's a purpose, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what excites me about the development sector, the fact that everybody has a mission, to fulfill. And I'm so glad that, you're in this space and jumping on to the next question. You listened to a bunch of things. This event was done across 2 days. So what surprised you most about the conversations at the summit?
Honestly, it was the first session, the topic of youth, the whole topic of JAPA.
So please define JAPA.
So that was the first conversation. That was actually exciting, but they said a lot of things there. I was like, okay, it's easier said than done. So that session really taught me something, that you don't necessarily have to leave Nigeria to be successful. I know a lot of you fight me in the comment section, but wait, let me explain this. So now people talk about JAPA, the JAPA syndrome. They don't really know. They don't talk about the disadvantage of that, especially if you don't have a skill. Especially if you don't you don't have a purpose, or you just want to travel. Yes, Nigeria is not great at the moment, but it doesn't mean when you're going to another new country, you're basically starting all over again. People don't talk about the disadvantages of that, and that was kind of the point they were trying to emphasize. Stay in your country, learn, know what you want, so that when you're migrating, you will not want to be confused. You don't want to take any job that I just want to take any job just to get visa sponsorship. So they really opened my eyes towards that aspect. Another aspect they also talked about, is that, they talked about studying here in Nigeria, doing your master's. See, I know, and everybody wants to leave at some point, but, just always ask yourself this question. why am I leaving? What is there for me? How am I going to adjust? Because you're losing things. The disadvantages of migrating is you're leaving your home country to a new country where nobody cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
You are starting all over again. It's not like Nigeria, you can do, bros have fun now, let's go. No, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. You're working consistent. You see a lot of people, when you say, since they left Nigeria, they're ignoring. They're not really ignoring you. They're picking up shifts like crazy. They're working because, you know, that's one of the disadvantages of moving. When you don't have a skill and you leave to a new country, it will be challenging because instead of trying to build your skill, that was the main purpose of you leaving, you're basically going backwards or taking like 5 steps backwards. So that is something I picked out of that conversation. But let me just, I think I should have asked you guys a question. Do you think migrating without having a skill is going to affect you, or you just don't care, you just want to leave and just get anything that suits you? I think I would like to know your opinion on that.
Okay, so while we wait to hear back from our audience at Change Narratives, that was actually a very good thing to pick up, because more and more, I like that forums like this, they're having more conversations about youth representation.
Yes.
And young people are able to have a voice, because you, with your experience as a social media manager, you also have a voice. Yeah. You have every reason to be in that room. And it's important to know that this year's theme at the GS25 was new voices and new approaches for accelerating an inclusive society.
Yeah.
So how do you connect to that? You know, let's say we're trying to go off on this narrative about JAPA and not JAPAing. Yeah. You know, personally, I feel global mobility is a personal choice.
Whatever
makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
But how would you, with everything you have said, everything you've learned at the summit, how would you connect to the theme of new voices and new approaches?
So social media, I've been someone who has been using social media for a long time. Social media is really a great platform, but it's not all about coming online to say government must do this, government must do that. You actually need to know how to contribute to those changes. That is something I learned about that summit. So now in GS, you know, the program, they started this conference like a couple of years ago. So there's something they call the Purple Book. So during each summit, people ask a lot of questions. When they have sessions and seminars and all of that, people ask questions. They value your idea. So it's not all about coming online to say government did this. How do you make those changes? It's by attending conferences, by doing your research. How do I contribute? Where and where should I drop my complaints? Who should I meet? Which organization should I talk to? So that is something that I really learned. And there's also something I noticed, that youths are not really involved in, you know, policies and development. It's not that nobody is restricting you. You just have to make your research and, okay, where can I, you need to contribute. People, yes, despite the fact sometimes you feel government does not really pay attention to you, but if they don't pay attention, you need to find out how to make them pay attention to your opinion. It's not all about social media. Social media is a platform, but when you've spoken and you've done your research and, you know, giving your ideas, then you come to social media and express your views. That's one thing I took from the whole summit, from that aspect.
I mean, you even went on to answer my next question. So I was going to ask you why you think it's important for young people like you to be in these rooms, and you've actually gone ahead to answer about how young people are well positioned to be change makers using whatever medium they have. So that's very important. Social media, yes. Being able to engage, driving partnerships and collaborations, that's very important. Like, for instance, the girl you made a video of, who knows, you can actually talk to her about her next paper and then see how that ties into everything that you're even trying to achieve and everything that you want to do within the sector. So leading me to my next question, I remember before we scheduled this interview, you told me that the session that stood out most for you was the AI session.
Yes.
So I think it was titled Bias to Balance, Shaping a Practical Governance Framework for Ethical and Inclusive AI. So why was this important? Like, what stood out to you?
So I'm going to deviate a little bit. So what stood out for me was, you know, when I watched the remaining part of Mission Impossible, after everything, they were fighting AI. AI was the enemy. And I won't really say AI is the enemy in this aspect. AI is something that is transformative. If you don't know, you should know now. It can come for your job. There's for instance, during one of the sessions, the speaker said something that about an Amazon worker. Mm. She trained that AI. She trained the machine to, you know, about her job. She's like in her 60s. After training it, they fired her. She was like, why? Because the AI is doing your job for you. Mm-hmm. AI is coming. Say, I don't want you to be scared, but AI is coming for your job. So you just need to know how to use it. That is something that I would tell young people. You need to learn how to use it. And also they mentioned about how AI can be used for governments, like forming policies and all of that. So now, I know there's a time they banned Twitter. You shouldn't attack me yet. The time the Nigerian government banned Twitter, they were like, you know, information is leaking. See, after going to that conference, I understood why they did that. Because your information is not really safe again. And, you know, you see, we can see those who are into creative, or you run ads or whatever, you've noticed something. Other countries can target, you know, when you're running ads, you can target different locations from, let's say, in US. But if you're in Nigeria, they're limiting you. It's not fair, but we are using most of their product. You're not supposed to be limited. So most of these decisions governments make, sometimes you should not attack me, or sometimes it might be unfair. You'll be like, why are they doing this? They're trying to control you. They're actually trying to protect your data. That is something that I learned there. Okay.
So how do you think, so you mentioned the movie that you saw, Mission Impossible.
Have you
that
seen was, it?
Not the new one, though. Not the new one, but I'm a fan. So, you mentioned the movie, and then we've seen a lot of movies about the rise of robots. And, you know, I think there's this going fear that someday AI will rise and fight human beings. But how about policies that could possibly help us in addressing some of the ethical issues that could come up with AI? So, I know at the session, they discussed shaping a practical governance framework, right?
Yeah.
So how to make AI more inclusive, more ethical. So, you know, how do you think AI use could be more inclusive in Nigeria?
So to answer that part, I don't know. I'll try to explain it to my best understanding. So to make it more inclusive in Nigeria, first of all, we need youths, the young people, because those in government, no verso, but those in government are, how would I put it now, they've passed that age. Most of them don't know how to use it. And, you know, that's why a lot of policies that are meant to be passed quickly are kind of being delayed. So as a youth, like someone like me, I need to learn as quickly as possible and how it can, you know, we're always complaining, we want change. But learning the tools to actually effect those changes is one of the most important things about them that I learned from the session. Then secondly, I would mention, there's something the speaker said. He said something that the Gates Foundation is leaving Nigeria in 20 years. And, you know, that kind of sparked a lot of panic. And someone gave us a ha. This one is our biggest donor if in Nigeria. If he leaves, what will happen? But if he leaves, there are other ways. That's why we need to be equipped. There are other means that we can get, you know, support and aid from different countries.
Yeah.
And AI is something that you can do when you have the technology, or when you have the people who have those skills. They are not, this time around, instead of you looking for them, they want you. So that is kind of what I understood from the question you asked.
Yeah. So I think the goal is now for subsequent events that you're going to be attending and how you'll be engaging within development contexts. I think, you know, there was something very important you said about putting the systems in place, the structures, things like that.
Yeah.
For that to happen, the right partnerships have to come in, right?
Mm.
So when you're talking about AI and the ethical use of AI, you're thinking data protection.
Yeah.
You know, we have a data protection board now, without trying to do any ad plugins for free. I know that the people at the data protection board, they do trainings and all that for data officers. Then, you know, just looking at even how it applies to legal and educational contexts. Like, we have a lot of young people who have access to the internet now. And AI use is becoming normal.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming part of our daily lives. Like, people don't bother going on Google again to look for the next big restaurant, you just go on ChatGPT and ask them, ask ChatGPT for somewhere.
Or you say my auntie, my brother, or you name it. AI is you give it a name that suits you.
Yeah.
But it's actually AI is incredible, and it's incredible. I just like the fact that it's part of the conversations you're having now.
Yeah.
Unlike a couple of years ago, it's not like something. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we finish, with this in mind, how would you see yourself contributing to these kinds of conversations in the future? So maybe at the next development event or at the next GS event, you know, what would you be talking about? Is it going to be about AI? Is it going to be about youth participation? So what kind of conversations are you going to be having
I think I'll focus more on youth participation.
Yeah.
Because me going there for the first time, I was lost, believe me. Most of the grammars, most of the stuff we are saying, it was all new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe being in that room made me feel like, okay, I'm among, my voice can be heard.
Yeah.
I can contribute. If something is not going right, okay, just know the right people to meet, like, you know. Release an article, make your voice like heard. Social media is not all for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you passing a message across. So I believe you guys should really be involved, because remember, I always say old people, my uncles, how many years ago? 80. Yes, I know they need to step down respectfully, they need to step down, and you know their time has passed.
So you continuing this conversation is that you would maybe start some advocacy on social media, or how do you want to keep this going?
I want to keep this going by telling stories, helping individuals who don't have the platforms to tell their stories properly so that their voice can be heard. I think that is the next goal for me. I'm really passionate about it.
I'm really
passionate about that, yes.
Good. You know, the thing is, attending events like this, it builds passion, though. Like, you would... Your mind would be challenged. You hear from so many industry leaders. Mm. So I'm glad that this was your entryway. I don't think I would have imagined a better way to go into the sector.
Yeah. So most of the time, you know, when they use this word, you'd be like, you need connection. Not necessarily. Yes, when you go for this kind of events as a first timer, to be honest, you feel lost. I was lost in the conversation because I didn't even know. I don't want to use an offensive. I didn't know anything. I was more like asking questions. Thank God they had an agenda. I was asking questions. Yeah. I try to socialize when you're there, meet people. If you see a guest speaker that spoke something like, you know, that touched you, try to approach them. Okay, try to connect with them so you understand. I think that's the best way to do that.
Yeah, that's actually very sound advice. Networking is very important, and learning from others, being open to learning as well. So now, if you could recommend one policy change after attending the summit, what could it be? Off the top of your head, first thing that comes to mind.
I think policy change, the use of Twitter. X. So X is the bloody platform. I think they really need to control that platform. Yes, Elon Musk did a great thing. Uh-huh. It's one of the most expressive and social media platform. But I think it needs to be regulated, because a lot of false information are passed on there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are being victimized. People just for trends, just for retweets, just to be trending. So you are not having issue with somebody. The next thing... You see, so I think they really need to regulate the use of Twitter. I think that's one of the policies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know people chat attack me.
Maybe also think about policies around AI in the same way, because you have deepfakes everywhere. Like, there was this time I saw this video online. I didn't know it was a fake video.
I swear.
Like, actually sent it to someone, and I saw it was like, you realize this is a fake video, right?
Yes. You can't even tell it again.
Yeah, and that's how AI is evolving. So while we are trying to, you know, encourage the government, encourage change makers to push for policy changes in the social media space, maybe also think about AI. So I'm happy that actually stood out for you.
Yeah.
Because See, Oedeka,
but
it's you don't even know where the news is coming from again. Like now, people are actually putting real news correspondents in AI deepfake videos and getting them to make announcements, and you think it's true. And if you don't have a very discerning,
you won't even know.
See.
And the crazy thing, see, if AI, the more it's evolving, see, people, even most of the time, even as for me, sometimes I fear my job is not safe.
Yeah.
Because AI can literally create a campaign for you now. They don't need you to go and pay an ad agency. All you just do is go and get a good AI tool and use it to create a campaign. So I would advise those who are creative minds and all of that, you're into tech or you're into social media, really learn how to use AI, because no verse, they are coming for your job. And I think don't be afraid and be careful
out there. Okay, so now to close this off, you know, at Chain Narratives, we believe that stories like yours really help us connect policy with lived experiences.
Yeah.
Your first time at the GS Summit is a lived experience.
Yeah.
So, why do you think it matters in situations like this, being your first time or having platforms like Change Narratives, to share reflections like this even beyond the summit?
So Change Narrative, the goal is to tell stories, untold stories. So beyond the whole summit, this platform, rather, Change Narrative is where I feel we are going to give you the real stories. We are going to show you people who really matter, and you know, hear their own side of the story. It's not all about you sometimes. Before you can figure out you need to figure out others. And I think that's one thing I'm excited about, Change Narratives. We have, by the way, I'm behind the scenes, man. You're seeing the whole video. Dumebi has been a voice for that. You know, if you watched her previous video with how Alex Acosta uses music, that was really life-changing. And yes, you should watch that. So go and watch the full video.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, telling those stories, like I said, is important. Most of the time you're feeling lost, you're not like, okay, how do I even get this? It's always good to learn from others. That's one thing I've learned. Hear their stories and be able to, you know, create your own better story too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Oedeka, because you've actually inspired me as well.
I pray.
You've given me a lot to think about, because you know, being able to share your experience like this, being able to reflect post the event, I think it helps more young people see themselves in these spaces. You know, whether you're a policymaker, you're just observing, or you're a first timer, whatever you are, whatever category you identify in, you know, you just ensures that all our voices, including yours, are heard, and we shape the future.
So
thank you so much for coming, and let us know if you have any last thing to say before we close off.
Like someone is always telling me, do your research, don't just be all about the talk. Know the information first before you come online and start fighting somebody. Other than that, you're safe, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye. So much.